Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It's Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got a Saturday night Q&A bringing you those late night tips. It is 7:10. Get ready to dab. If you guys aren't on Rumble, go show some love over on Rumble. Appreciate you guys. Shout out to Jeff. What up, bro? Let's see. He said, need a flex, full PPR, Ridley Myers, BTJ, sincere. Leaning Ridley as of now. What up, Kelly? Tranquil and Russo and Murray need one. Probably Murray out of these guys. Not a big fan of any three of them this week. Kelly and Pollard, Tracy, Mooney, Hopkins, and Ridley need two. Ridley, Mooney, and Pollard, but you're going to have to We got to find out about Pollard tomorrow morning, though, I'm sure. And shout out to Toyota One, who just hopped over to Rumble. Let's get it. He said, just got home from work. Yeah, time to smoke. Johnny on Rumble. Derek on Rumble. What up, what up? Appreciate you guys. And Kelly Flex One, Andrews, Keenan, Michael Wilson. Leaning Michael Wilson. And then one more for Kelly, Pollard, Hopkins, Metcalf, leaning Pollard as of now. All right. Salute to Derek. Salute to Matt. What up, homie? Salute to Crispy. Salute to Derek on Twitch. You the man. Let's see. Toker One on Twitch. What up? What up? Said salute everyone. Said good luck. I got one league I'm in. It's week 15, last regular season matchup. Then the playoffs start next week. Okay, for that one specific league, let's go. Hey, and shout out to Derek. Just resubscribed with Amazon Prime. Don't forget, if you guys have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free. And now's the best time, because when you are subscribed on Twitch or on Rumble, you get raffle points. And let me see. I'm hold on one sec. I'm gonna mark down Derek right now, because I just updated everything. I want to make sure Derek gets his. Make sure Derek gets his Twitch points. So it is. You get 20 entries for being a Twitch member. For being a Twitch subscriber, a paid subscriber on Twitch, whether that is with. Whether that's with Amazon Prime or not, got you marked down. Hey, and Toyota One, let's go. He said, dab time, time to toke it up. Let me mark you down on those, Toyota One. You the man. And if anybody's curious how many entries you have, I fully updated the spreadsheet with all the raffle entries. So if anybody's curious what you have for tomorrow's raffle, let me know and I can check. Shout out to Johnny. Shout out to Generations X. What up, bro? Hold on. Where is it? Where is it? Hold on. Hold on.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do?
you think you could see us?
Toyota 1, you have 211, 211.
You think that you're better?
Crispy said, just the tip. You know ready. The biz.
Bow to the masters. Break it down.
Matt, I'll send you the link for Rumble. Matt, I just sent you the link for Rumble.
Woo! All right. There we go. And let's see. James McKay on Facebook. What up, bro? Make sure you follow my page on Facebook because I'm sure you probably found me in one of the groups that I just shared it to. But follow my personal page. I go live all the time. And follow me on YouTube, Fantasy Football Hustler. That's where most people are. Most people are on YouTube or Rumble right now. And Laporta, Hockenson, Stevenson, sit one. Oh, man. This one's kind of tough. This one's kind of tough. I feel like I want to sit TJ Hockenson. It is tough. Yeah, and Grass Tokers are us with the pipe load. Let's get it. Toker one, he found the blunt emoji over there on Rumble. Let's go. Rumble's the only place that will let us keep the blunt emoji. Everywhere else, like it, like YouTube. I mean, even before we lost the emojis, it cut that off. Oh, look at Noble in the house. Yeah, Noble was working on some skateboarding a little earlier.
Yeah.
Going crazy. And let's see. Don Mateo said, I'm here. I'll save the page. Thanks. Definitely save the page. Go live almost every morning. Tuesday and Wednesday are the days when some uploaded videos come out. And but yeah, more often than not, we are live. And let's see for generations. Start to Sutton, Lamb, DJ, I want to score more. Amari, Devontae, Herbert. And then second part, Herbert or Darnold. Let's see. I'm a little bit nervous about CD Lamb because what's his name? JC Horn is expected to play. I'm going to say Devontae, assuming that's Devontae Adams, right? I'm going to say Devontae Adams and Sutton for this one. Hey, and shout out to Crispy with the $5 super chat. You the man, Crispy. I'm going to go... I'm going to go mark you down for those. And let's see. And then Crispy just double checked and you have 200 entries, 200 Crispy as of now. Just a heads up. Anybody who leaves in a super chat, I'll just let you know how many you have as of now. And Derek, you just re-signed up, so let me know. Let's see. Derek, as of right now, you have... Let me see. I'm seeing 72. Yeah, 72 for you, Derek. There we go. All right. What up, Pam? What's going down? Yeah, Derek using the DX emojis over there. Let's get it. And let's see. James, he said, have the bye. Nice. Drop the Vikings defense. Pick up the Colts. They got the Giants in week 17. I mean, who do the Vikings have? I haven't really looked. I haven't looked ahead. I mean, I can go look ahead, but if you just let me know who it is, who's in there. But no matter what, I'd be making moves for week 16 and 17. That thing we're definitely on the same page about. You got the bye. You don't have to do shit this week. So, yeah, I'd be making moves for week 16 and 17 for sure. Hey, Frank made it. What up, bro? He said, I'm here. Let me ask a slightly altered question. Flex 1, Tracy, Marvin Harrison Jr., or Myers? I'm leaning Tracy. I'm leaning Tracy. Myers would be close, but I'm just nervous. Just nervous. Elias Charbonnet saved my season last week. Will he cook this week too, or should I start Amon Ra at the flex? What the fuck? Why is the choice between Amon Ra and why is the choice between Amon Ra and Charbonnet at the flex? How's Amon Ra not a starter? Hey, and look at Toker One getting in a super chat right now. Get those extra entries, guys. Get those extra entries. All right. There we go. Marking everybody down. And yeah, Toker One, just a heads up, you have 312, 312, 312. And shout out to Phil who just jumped in on Rumble. What up, what up? But yeah, I just can't like, that's what sucks, man. Like, how can I choose to sit Amon Ra? Like, how Elias says starting Gibbs, Henry, Vontae Adams, and CD right now. Amon Ra should be starting over one of those guys, like hands down. Like, whether it's Devontae or CD, like I'd rather have Amon Ra over CD, especially with what's it called, with Tracy Horn coming back. And Derek, man, you can't do so. Any of the let me see. Here's all the. These are all the 420 crew exclusives. Pretty sure those are all exclusive. I'm not sure if these are all exclusive as well, but you got to be a member to use all the emojis. Anything that's not 420 crew related or like weed smoking related, like you're able to use. Which is cool, you know, compared to like YouTube where like you had to be a member to use any of the emojis. There's a small little percentage of the emojis that everybody can't use, but for the most part, you can use a bunch of them already. Yeah, dude, I feel like I would say Gibbs or CD and play Charbonnet and Amon Ra, Elias. And James, Vikings have Seattle week 16 and Green Bay week 17. Okay, yeah, not good matchups. Hey, there we go. Johnny found a dope one. Hell yeah. He said, even if Carr plays, that should be juicy. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they definitely don't have good matchups moving forward. And Perry, Broncos are the Chiefs team. I feel like I want to go the Chiefs because Cleveland just keeps giving up points, whether it's Jameis giving up interceptions and pick sixes or sacks or whatever. Yeah, I want to go the Chiefs. And Perry McBride, Bowers, Hopkins, Brian Robinson, flex two. Brian Robinson, for sure, a juicy matchup for him.
Caught a bullet in his bubble goes. He caught a bullet in his bubble goes. You can be at the party getting loose, but you can catch a bullet in your ears.
And Pam, you can't super chat on YouTube anymore. But if you do want to do a super chat, you could go to 420superchat.com, 420superchat.com. And then you can leave the super chat in increments of $1. And you can use them in increments of $1. And then every dollar is one raffle ticket. And you already have, I know you already have some, Pam. Let me see. What does Pam have? You have 63 as of now, Pam. Just a heads up. 63 raffle tickets. And Perry McBride for your second one. And Will said, man, I'm making moves for week 17. I got to buy this week. I should easily win my matchup in week 16. Man, don't be thinking that, bro. Don't be thinking that. We play every week. We don't skip weeks around here. So with the players I have, I just picked up Kendre Miller because my projected opponent has Kamara. Okay. And Pam, JSN, Garrett Wilson, Sutton, pick two. Leaning Sutton and Garrett Wilson. And Pam Bijan, David Montgomery, Chuba, pick two. Damn. Sucks because all these guys I want to play this week. Bijan, you have to against the Raiders. I'm going to say, this is really tough. I'm going to say Chuba against the Cowboys at home. Tough to sit anybody there. And Elias said, for sure, I'll sit CD. I was biased. That's a Cowboy fan for sure. Yeah. And if, what is it, JC Horn? If he, what, I think I called him Tracy Horn earlier, but JC Horn, yeah, he's back. And then Baker or Herbert. I'm going to go Herbert, but it's pretty damn close between those guys. And my bad, forgot about the second part of that. And Tucker won on Rumble. He said, Kendra is going to get you the points because Washington gives up the booty to the inside runners. There we go. Good insight. And Dylan, what up? Full PPR, need upside / safety. Let's see, lost K9 and Irving this week. I don't think they've officially ruled out Bucky, just saying. I mean, I know he's probably not going to play, but I'm just saying he, yeah, there's still a chance. Ford, Braylon Allen, Spears, Sean Tucker, McLaughlin. Uh-oh, Noble's in the house. It's on top of the water. I mean, Spears, if Pollard doesn't play, but like that's almost like a tomorrow. Because we don't, I mean, we don't know. I mean, unless we get some info here soon. Yeah, lean in Spears for now. And then what did he say? He said anyone who else on waivers and it's a tight end, Ertz or Muth, got Terry starting. Ah man, I'd go. I'm going Ertz, but man, I like Muth, and I probably would throw Muth in a flex position if you were able to, or like one of those guys, you know. All right. And hey, shout out to Devo. What up? Shout out to Scotty Boy. What up? What up? All right. Bam, heard it. Appreciate you. Hey, shout out to Kenny T. What up, Ken? Two for the flex. Downs, ETN, Addison. Addison for sure. Whew. I don't want Downs. I don't even think Downs is going to play. So I guess just ETN by him being available. Yeah, I don't think Downs is going to play. All right. And sorry, someone asked for the squares. Sending the squares over here. Almost time for a dab. Let's see. Dylan, my flex right now. Jameson, would you start one of those over him? If I was going to do it, it would be Ertz or Muth. It would be like one of those other tight ends. And I almost kind of be leaning that. Like, I feel like both of those guys are going to be volume plays. J-Mo's been a little bit hit or miss. It's a tough matchup versus the Bills as well. All right. There we go. Boom. And just like that, we made it to the end of the comments. Boom. All right. I think I'll treat myself to a dab. All right. Who's ready? Who's dabbing with me? Who's dabbing with me? So I got two types of consistencies here. Let's see if we can get another super chat, and I'll do both consistencies. And Toyota won Breece or Sharbs. I got to go Sharbs, bro. Dylan said I need the upside, though. I appreciate him. I have to pray for this random long tutty. I feel it, bro. And seeing like, I feel like, yeah, J-Mo's the upside play, but man, those dudes, they could get good volume. Hey, shout out to Chris. What up, bro? He said, San Diego, stand up. Bro, didn't Lincoln win like yesterday? Didn't they win like the state championship or some shit like that last night? Yeah, shout out to Lincoln. Repping San Diego the right way. And Chris said, Judy, DJ, I want to score more neighbors. I'll go the first two. We got no Judy. Tillman. So I like Judy even more. Okay, nice. They did win. Hell yeah. State champs. What up? Derek said, shout out to me. So Lincoln High School in San Diego, California is it's the school where Terrell Davis went to, and it's the school where Marcus Allen went to, and Mitchie Slick came on the show, the rapper Mitchie Slick. He came on the show a few years ago, and he was talking about some of the guys who were playing in D1 and how Lincoln is getting like the most D1 offers out of like any school that's out there. So that shit's fire. So yeah, shout out to Lincoln. And Derek, right, I got you. Huh? Salute. Hell yeah, bro. And Chef Rand, what up? He said, week 16 squad, Andy Breeze, a change, do. McClellan Tracy, thoughts on the lineup so far? Yeah, I like it, man. It's looking solid. I mean, Breeze, you know, makes me a little nervous, but, you know, you said for next week, so we still got time. We still got time to see if that could change. And Toker One said, you two dabs behind, bro. Dab it up. All right, let's go. Let's go. Toker One said, we're running behind. Let's get it. And Will, what are your thoughts on Travis Hunter winning the Heisman? I think that this year was probably like a down year for like talent in the NCAA. And the reason why I think that is because last year was like the last year of like all those 5-year players. You know, like there was a lot of people who, if you played the COVID year, that didn't count. There's a lot of guys who played their first year during COVID. That year didn't count. And they played the 4 years after that. I think it's kind of a joke. I know he's read it both ways, but you're not the best, not the best wide receiver, not the best DB. I think Giunti should have won that. Woo! I think Giunti should have won it. I mean, he was just so much above and beyond, better than the next man up. Like, I get it. Travis Hunter playing offense and defense, you know, that should count for something. But it's not like he was the best at either one. And, like, I don't think you necessarily have to be the best, but, like, your numbers should reflect it, like, somehow. And, like, I know that their record didn't reflect it or anything. And, like, yeah, like, Giunti, he got them, like, they're not in the SEC, right? Giunti got them to a top 4 fucking seed in the playoffs. That should also count for something. And, man, see, like, where Giunti fucked up, he shouldn't have taken those halves off. He shouldn't have been a good team player. Like, he should have just kept fucking balling, man, and just, like, stayed in the game those games. Because, like, dude, if he would have fucking... If he, in some of those games that he ran for 200 or 300 yards in a half of a game, like if he would have stayed out there for the full game and ran 400 to 600 yards in some of those games, his stats would be fucking off the charts. His stats would be off the charts. And bro, I mean, Chef Ran, I mean, I'll believe it when I see it. He's not a shutdown corner. Like he's not. And like, he's not. Like, like Sauce, Stingley, you know, like guys like that. Like those are shutdown corners. Like Travis Hunter is not a shutdown corner. He's not. I mean, you say he's not Justin Jefferson. Like that's another thing too. He didn't even have the best stats. Like the fucking dude from San Jose has more yardage than him. I don't care about PFF. PFF, like you could buy your way to PFF rankings. So like. Yeah, let him know. And Noble came in just to say that. Yeah, Devo said I haven't dabbed in a while. I'm joining you. Nice. I'm going to do another one, Devo. I'm doing another one for you, bro. And I'm going to making sure to get your other ones added here. Third highest coverage grade in the country. I mean, when you're not going up against top dogs, it's easier to inflate those stats. And like, he doesn't even really have good stats. Like, that's the thing that's crazy. He doesn't really have good stats. So like, Yeah, I mean, it's not bad, but like, you're not like, oh, he led college in interceptions. He had a bunch of sacks to mix in. He had so many passes defended or whatever. Like, I mean, anything when it comes to stats, like, he doesn't have it almost for either side, right? Like, yeah, he had 14 touchdowns. Whoop-de-doo. Giante had 29. You know, so like that, it's definitely a popularity contest. And like, I don't like when there's big money like everywhere. And like, so, you know, that money is buying the Heisman Trophy votes. Like, I mean, we could keep it real because like, that's what happened. That's what happened. Well, so I think Travis Hunter will maybe have 5 years and then wash himself out. I'll be watching him play the Saskatchewan. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, the one thing that like, he was already talking like Anthony Richardson. Did you hear him and Shadur talking like, oh man, is the NFL even going to be hard? Like that. That's how they've already taken a little step back because like, you know, they didn't even think the NFL is going to be hard. So are they even going to be working? You know, like it's hard. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Lucius, what up, homie? He said, you going Garrett Wilson or Judy tomorrow? Whew. It's tough. I'm leaning Judy. I mean, I want to play both those guys, but I'll lean Judy. All right. There you go. Got a bull packed here. And then we're going to get a dab packed. Hey, shout out to Ghost Monkey. What up, homie? So what up? Play a Love or Herbert? I got to go Herbert, man, over Love. Love versus Seattle scares me, bro. Love versus Seattle scares me. And Be Growing Stuff said, got the bye this week. Big chilling. Nice, nice. Yeah, I'm excited. I made the playoffs in like 16 or 17 of my dynasties, and like I have 8 bye weeks. So like half of them I'm moving on, like no matter what, without trying. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling because I got some tough matchups in a lot of places this week. Right? See, Derek, that's what AR5 thought too. Now look at him. See, so that's why I don't like it when I hear guys say that. Like, I really don't. Like, how can you think the NFL is easy when, like, the guys you're going up in college against, like, only 1% of them are even going to move on? You know, like, I know they're one of the 1% that are even going to move on, but, like, I don't know. Like, they think the NFL is going to be easy because college is so easy. And, like, they're not even in the SEC. Like, half of their games were versus, like, scrubby-ass squads. Like, it's just, it's all hype, man. It's all hype. They better not fuck around. I'm curious to see what they do in the combine. They really don't even have to go to the combine because really their draft stock can only go down. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it depends on what they do in the bowl game because they're going to play. But are they even playing a legit team in the fucking bowl game? It's like, it's dumb. Like, I wouldn't even want to play if I was them. If you guys could potentially be top 5 picks, why would you even go play? No reason to. And Terrell, what up, homie? I need upside. I'm projected to lose by 15. I need 2 super flex, Rodgers, Richardson, Baker. I'll go Rodgers and Baker. Yeah, I don't want to mess with Richardson. Not with anything on the line. Right, Derek said you playing Johnny down the street and think you nice, and then you get to the NFL and see the real comp. So that's why I can't watch college. Right? Yeah, I'm with you, Derek. And I didn't watch much. I mean, it's bowl. You know, it's bowl season right now. We might see some guys, you know, getting highlighted out there. But even like Giante, like got like man, he's so hyped right now. Like amongst like the fantasy community, you know, best running back coming out since Barry Sanders. And it really depends on where he goes, no matter what. Because look at Ken Walker and Breece Hall. Like, that's like a perfect example. Everyone was so much more hyped on Breece Hall than Ken Walker. Chef ran four INTs, one forced fumble, 11 pass breakups, 92 receptions, 1152, 14 TDs, one rushing. Yeah, he was busy. I mean, yeah, he played on both sides of the ball. But I'm saying, like, there's like an S class of player. There's A plus, there's A, there's A minus, B plus, and all the way down. Even if he's like an A on defense and an A plus on offense, he's still not an S class. And that's what Giunti was. Like, he didn't lead the NCAA in any categories. And like, Giunti, not only did he lead the NCAA in rushing, the next closest dude was what, like 1,100 or 1,000 behind him or some shit like that. Maybe it was 800. I can't remember what it is. But he was that much better than the second best person. Like, Travis wasn't better than anybody, you know? That's the thing. I thought this Heisman was for, like, the best, you know? Chef Ran, how's Hunter scored an IDP? Well, man, he didn't have any stats. Like, so, like, it would not be good. It would not be good. He only had, like, 30 tackles or something like that. And I don't even know how many of those were solos. But, yeah, he had 20-something tackles. It was, like, 31 total tackles. And, like, 20 of them were solo. And I think 11 of them were assists. So, no, I mean, you had guys in college who were getting 70, 80, 90 solo tackles. You know, I mean, his INTs, I mean, he had four. I mean, that's good, but when you don't get, like, I mean, because I think the most in college was seven when I went and looked. There was a couple guys with six, and then a bunch of guys with five, and then a shitload of guys with four. But, yeah, so he wouldn't, like, even for that, like, he wouldn't be good for, I mean, it all depends on how he would be used in the NFL, but he wouldn't be good for IDP based on his college stats on defense. Like, yeah, would he be good on offense? Fuck yeah. He was still one of the top receivers, you know, in college, but you know, for IDP, he was like nowhere close to like the type of stats that people were putting up. And be growing stuff. Defensive question. I'm starting Buffalo at home versus New England, week 16. That's good. Week 17, would you play the Chargers versus New England or the Colts versus the Giants? Probably the Chargers versus New England and just go back to back on the New England. Yeah. I would do that because they're not doing a lot. They're not doing a lot at all. And Wilson, I'm hearing that Giunti is a sure thing like Bijan was for Dynasty 101 anyways. Yeah, I mean, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Like, why wouldn't he? And look at that. Derek said, I mean, look at Bijan. He was supposed to be the next LT. He ain't even the best running back in the league right now. That's Barkley, and Bijan's not even Barkley. He says still good RB, though, but, you know, thought better. Yeah, I don't think he lived up to the hyped expectations that were put on him, you know, not by any means. He wins a bunch of people some championships this year, you know, like maybe that'll change in people's eyes, but. And Mowgli, he said, who do you think's gonna have a better game, bro? DJ Moore, Quentin Johnston. I'm saying DJ Moore. But if Ladd's not there, I might pivot to Quentin Johnston, but I'm just leaning DJ Moore. And Will said Giunti leads by 837. That's what it was. Okay. Yeah, in my mind it was higher. And then you heard me at the end. I was like, maybe it was like 800. Yeah. And Derek said J-Mo's at 7'10 right now. He's so close. Let's see. Is he 7'10 on the dot? Let's go see. So 7'10 divided by what would last week have been by week 14. Then times 17. I mean, he needs to bump it up, Derek. He needs to bump it up. Those games that he missed hurt. He's only on pace for 8-something. Okay, 7'10 on the dot. Hey, 7'10. We just took a dab. Time for his other bowl. And Kelly, Najee, Tracy, or Stevenson got to start one. I'm leaning Tracy. Lynn and Tracy. Pretty close, though. All right.
Look at my new webs.
Oh, man. You found it?
Yep.
Noah's got the Spider-Man web shooter. Johnny, I just ate like 6 pounds of nachos. Nice. And Toyota won the NFL players licking their chops when they hear the college players say in the NFL's easy, right? Because, yeah, I mean, Hunter, I mean, you put him up against any of the premier wide receivers. Like, I don't know. Like, he's not. Like, let's even see what his build is. I don't even know what his build is. Let's see. 6'1", 185. Yeah, I'm curious how fast is he? What was is he a 4.3 guy? And Chef Rand, you get both points for him though, right, Hunter? Probably. I would assume so. I would assume so. If you could play him as a DB, that would be a cheat code. So that would be kind of crazy if you could actually play him as a DB, now that I think about it. But it just depends on what he's actually going to be in the NFL, if he would even be able to get the eligibility at both. But yeah, that would be crazy if you could plug him in as a cheat code. And Chef Ram watches game. Well, I mean, when you're going up against scrubs, I mean, I can't really judge the game, you know? I mean, like, what games did he even play that were, like, worth a shit as far as, like, let me see. Let's look at the game log. I mean, how many ranked games did they even play this year? To me, it just looks like they only played one ranked opponent this year. And Chef Rand said, what conference is Giunti? I mean, shit, neither one of them are in the ACC. But the thing is like Giunti, he got their team to at least the top four. Let's see. Where is Boise at? I don't even know what conference they're in. I think they switched. Let's see. So they're in the Mountain West right now. So it looks like they moved to the Pac-12 in 2026. But yeah, still in the Mountain West. Yep. And well, imagine if you put him in a DB and wide receiver, that would be kind of stupid. So I think it's going to be more of DB than a gadget offensive player. I mean, he's way better at offense than he is at defense, and he'd probably get paid more. And Toker won. They already announced it. They already announced the Heisman, and it was Travis Hunter. That's why we were talking about that. That's why we were talking about him. And what Toker won say? I got a cousin at Hamburg, Arkansas High. He's the number 3 defensive player in the nation. Nice. What position does he play? I bet defensive end. Like, I bet those are the ones who really get put on the map. Chef Rand, Colorado was one game away from playing in the Big 12 conference finals. I mean, I feel it, but like, you know, like I'm sure that we could go through these like lists of like the almost guys, you know, and the almost teams and, you know, and all that, but they didn't do it. Giunti did. Like they're fucking, what are they ranked? They're ranked number 4. Well, I know they're ranked 9th. For like college football, but aren't they like they're ranked 4th in the playoffs, I think, right? Nelson Muntz playing football. Will said Giunti's rack is insane. Let me see. Let's go see what Giunti's stats are. I mean, he didn't have a lot of receiving yards this year. He had 116. But, man, I mean, 24-97. Let's see. Highest NCAA single season rushing yards. Yeah, I mean, Barry Sanders, 26, 28. Man, Giunti should have just, he should have been running more, man. Melvin Gordon, 25, 87. Kevin Smith, 50, 25, 67. Giunti, 24, 97. Number four all time. Right above Marcus Allen at 23, 42. And seeing the he's still going to be able to get the like he's still going to be able he's playing in the bowl games, you know, like he's going to end up being the number one, because right now the only person that he didn't score higher than was Barry Sanders without the bowl game yards. When he throws in those bowl games, I mean, he's probably going over Barry Sanders. Bad sport, what up? Start two QBs, Winston, Williams, Wilson. Probably Winston and Williams. And then Ridley, BTJ, Allen, one of them. Probably Ridley. Neil, so you think Hunter goes number one overall? I don't think so. I don't think so. Does he go top five, top 10? Like, yeah, probably. But I don't think he goes number one. Because whoever he gets picked by is probably not going to have him run both ways. That's what I assume. I don't know. And then Wilson, then after that, Hunter is like Homer Simpson fighting Dedrick Tatum. Yeah. Chef ran more games, right? Yeah, yeah, the bowl games. I mean, but see, like, Colorado's not in the playoffs. Like, Boise is. Boise could get multiple games right here. They got Boise as the bye in the playoffs. Like, that's how good they've been. Shadur go first to the Raiders? I don't know. Like, if it's based on hype. Yep, I see that right now too, Crispy. From what's it called? Adam Scheffner. Pollard is expected to play. Let's go. Will said Max Crosby season over. I mean, he said he's not playing tomorrow, you know, on Monday for sure. And Toker 1-0, he didn't deserve the Heisman. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of hype. Like, that's what's crazy. And Toyota wants, like, some of your best ball leagues came in fifth place so close to the playoffs, damn it, right? And, like, could have been by points, could have been by, like, one game. Like, it's, yeah, crazy. And Johnny said, would you flex Ray, Flowers, McCormick, or Chubb? Hustler offense only settings. Probably Flowers. Just hope for the best. Oh, he's undergoing surgery. Okay, so that's something new must have happened. Yeah, yeah. Take some rest, big guy. Get that surgery done early. Yeah. But yeah, Giunti's season, I mean, insane. Insane. Let's see. Let's see the all-time receiving records. I mean, shit, there's someone who had a 2,000-yard receiving season. You know? Travis Hunter would be somewhere potentially inside the top 100 for, like, you know, the seasons, but, like, Giunti is literally second best season of all time for a running back, yardage wise, anyways. Yeah, I think it's a lot of hype, man. It's a lot of hype, and I feel like every year this is going to be me. I'm just going to be, like, on the other side of things. You know, like, man, these motherfuckers are way too hyped. Way too hyped. Let him know, Derek. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. And Giants, yeah, Crosby getting his knee scoped. I hope he gets to play for a good team at some point. Yeah. I mean, he's pretty loyal to the Raiders. He's pretty loyal. And, yeah, Crosby's a beast. I mean, who the hell plays 100% of snaps on DL and saying, yeah, not too many. Not too many. Yeah, okay, Toker One said his name is Peyton Sellers, and he plays linebacker. Okay, nice, cool. Hell yeah, man, that'd be dope, man. Gets so good, makes it to the NFL, and then we get to draft him on our teams. Man, I got to start going through all my teams. Got to do it tonight. Glad we get some. Glad Tony Pollard is playing, because I know there's one league where I have him and like no other running backs. Derek, and the wafers, bro. Godspeed. Salute, bro. Good luck. Your team's projected to beat me as of now. You had Puka go.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
At CME, many of their team members are certified financial counselors trained to help you budget smarter, tackle debt, and build a plan for your financial goals. They offer free, confidential support exclusively for CME members with real-world guidance. So whether you're starting from scratch or need a plan for a specific financial journey, CME certified financial counselors are here to help. No judgment, just support. Let's move forward together. Terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit CMEFCU.org. For additional details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And see what happens. Let the chips fall where they may. Johnny said Peyton Sellers is a good football name, right? Right? Bad Sports said number one seed in our league started Purdy and Cup. Woo! That's rough. That is rough. And Tucker, when he plans on getting to the NFL, he also plays on offense sometimes at QB and wide receiver. Nice. Dude, linebackers don't get paid shit in the NFL. Shit, T. Childs. I didn't even see this question earlier. T. Childs, let me know if you're still there on Rumble. Holler Pacheco. Lean in Pacheco. Damn it, didn't see that, bro. Let me know if you're still over there, T. Childs on Rumble. My bad. It's going to be a tough battle, Derek. It's going to be a tough battle. My team's done a lot of underperforming, but we're coming to play this week. We're coming to play. Okay, nice. T. Childs is there. Okay, perfect. Yeah, super nervous about fucking Hall. I mean, everybody is, right? Right? Yeah, Derek. Got 17 from fucking Puka. Yeah, I mean, that got you, he didn't even hit the projection, but either way, so I kept you on par with what you were, only 1 point less. Pod son, what up, homie? So what up, Huss, Noah Gray or Calcaterra? Man, I'm leaning Noah Gray. He said, Cup goose me. I hate him, bro. All right. You ready? We're gonna do this one time for Puka and Purdy and all these fucks. Hold on. We did this yesterday, but we should be doing this today as well. Hold on. So The song is called Fuck You Bitch, but we're going to pretend like he's talking about Cup. Smoke it up for Wheeler Walker Jr.
You say we're done. Packed up your stuff. It's really over.
That sport said you're right. I had a friend who played linebacker for Detroit in the mid-late 90s. He was making about 25K. Yeah, it sucks, man. Like, the defense ends. They, I mean, if you're a deep tackle, you can make an insane amount of money, but you have to be, like, dope as fuck. Fuck you, Cup.
You broke my heart. Fuck your friends. Tearing us apart. Fuck your dog.
That's a great song. Hell yeah.
Comes home. Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, Toker One. Tell me wants to be a defensive end, man. That's where it's at. Defensive end is where it's at. And strong safety over linebacker. Strong safety over linebacker. Those positions will get paid a little bit. I mean, cornerback's the premier defensive spot. Like, but if he's a linebacker, I'm assuming he doesn't have cornerback speed. But yeah, like defensive end, tell him to bulk up. Get defensive end.
Swap on your face. I just scream.
Fuck you, Cup.
You broke my heart.
Coach C, what up, bro? The song is dedicated to Cup and Purdy. Emil said cornerback's the hardest position in football. You damn right. That's why it's like one of the highest paid. You got to run as fast as the dude on the other side of you and do it backwards. Like, yeah, cornerback is the hardest position to play. That's why you see so many cornerbacks drafted in the first round. Yep. Coach C said, why'd we start Purdy? Man.
Word is out.
There we go. Pam says, smoke it up. Cake and bake.
Well,
let's get it.
Does it for you? But if not, then you call me.
Giants said, it's wild. They pay the guy who calls the defensive plays the least, right? Tippy top LBs get like 8 to 10 mil a year. Yeah, exactly. I mean, linebackers and running backs, they're so valuable for fantasy football, but like they are so undervalued and underpaid when it comes to like the position as a whole. But we saw it though, like when it comes to the concussions, it's the running back, or no, it wasn't the running backs and the linebackers. No. Never mind. I was going to go something with the injuries, but no. It's I think it's just the lifespan. I think that's what it is. It's the it's probably just the lifespan. But yeah, linebacker it seems like the most fun position to play, but is not the best position to get paid at. It's like running back, not the best position to get paid at. Bad sports and shit. Stafford wasn't any better. Yeah, that son of a bitch. It was so shitty. Coach C, it's been a little bit hustler. How's everything on your end? We're going good, man. We got a lot of teams in the playoffs. Content's doing good. I'm about to hit the road in January. It's going to be super fun. January is like my busiest month like of life, probably. It's going to be super fun. And it's my birthday in January. And we're going to have a lot of championships to celebrate. It is fun. And yeah, a lot of things going down. And Will said 42 leagues, 0 shares of Purdy, only 2 shares of Cup. Started Cup in one league. Yeah, I only started Cup in one playoff league as well. I started Purdy in 2, I think. And Pod said, meanwhile, Juan Soto hasn't broken a sweat in years. I mean, he's in such good shape. Like the guy, he's like the T-1000, bro. He just doesn't sweat. Doesn't sweat. And T said, if you have Allen and Burrow, you just stick with Allen. Yeah, it's hard to go against Allen. And yeah, I feel like we gotta stick with him. And Toker one, if he turns out to be as good as DeMario Davis, I'll be happy. That'd be dope. Or Van Ginkle. But see, Van Ginkle's like an outside linebacker. Like, depending on what team he plays on, he could be almost a DN, you know. But they play on a team that runs four linebackers. So, yeah, he plays the outside linebacker. But, yeah, see, like, outside linebackers could get paid. It's the interior linebackers. Like, those are the ones who they don't get paid. Unless you're like a Roquan, you know, it's like it's very rare, though. Very rare. And yeah, Johnny said DeMario Davis is a G. Fuck yeah, dude. He's like, what, 35, 36? Still going strong, man. Him and Bobby Wagner just out there killing people still. Yeah, thanks, Johnny, for reminding people to come over to Rumble. Come over to Rumble, guys. Yeah, I think we got more people watching on Rumble than on YouTube right now. Appreciate you guys for rocking with me over there. If you are not subscribed, I didn't even notice. Rubble. I didn't even notice. And yeah, super awesome. Super awesome. And Toker One said it'll be more money than his family's ever seen. Hey, you know, I'm sure that's probably the case for like 99% of like players who ever make it to the NFL, right? I mean, we know some come from money, but there's just a lot who don't come from money at all. Maybe now things are changing, but Giant said, come over to Rubble, where we talk about foreign currencies that don't exist anymore. Those Rubble rubies. Besides Derek, do I have any playoff games against anybody who's watching right now? I'm curious. I'm going to go down the list here and see. Oh, game versus Minnesota Marty. Oh, and I already got a zero, man. Fuck. Man, I need Bucky to fucking play. I guess if Bucky doesn't play, I got dubs. So at least I have someone. Let's see. Big Tons. Sticky Picky. That was a championship match last year. It's cool that I got a lot of bye weeks. Ooh, against Kelly right here. Who the hell is Bruce Leroy? Hollywood. Oh, man. Big matchup. Matchup versus Rob. Matchup versus JPZ. Or wait. Oh, shit. Do I play JPZ in two leagues? It's going to be tough. And who else? And then Rob in another one. All right. You got a lot of crazy matchups coming up this week. And Coach C, it's awesome to hear, bro. Thanks always for everything you do for all of us. Hell yeah. And Coach C, where the hell are you at again? So I'm going to be going to the East Coast. I'm going to Connecticut and New York. That's some of the places that I'm going. I mean, that's all one trip, Connecticut and New York. Bad sport, zero shares a cup, and CMC, they just didn't feel right. Yeah. Okay, Rhode Island. Okay. Not going to be in that neck of the woods, but man, it would be cool to come see the wrestling production and everything going down over there. That shit looks super cool, man. It really does, because I'm a wrestling nerd too. And you got to get me back on the show, bro. When you get a pause in the action, get me back on the show. I know you're blowing up over there. And Bad Sports said, Bruce Leroy, classic urban hero from the movie Shogun. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we have most of the dynasty leagues that I have. It's like WWF themed. So, you know, we have wrestlers. But then there's some of them where we have like movie characters and sports movie characters. And yeah, Bruce Leroy is in that league. And it's who am I? in that league. I am Becky the Icebox O'Shea and going up against Bruce Leroy. Yeah, my team's doing good in this one. I'm the number three seed going up against the number six seed. We got to represent. Really have to. And, man, I can't believe. Damn injuries. Yeah, and this one I got all 10 IR spots. Coach C, I'll send you what I sent them, but I'm in talks about making WWE-centric since like 115 employees on LinkedIn. They're passing it around. So what do you mean? What's WWE? What's WWE-centric? Yeah, what is that? Tucker One said only league I made it in out of yours is the Wafers 27. Okay, okay. Oh, be a WWE podcast. That would be fucking sick, dude. That would be super sick. Nice. I'm so many bowls deep, I just totally didn't even get that. But yeah, that'd be super cool, man. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck. That would be super cool. Sent them a whole marketing podcast to show that I can offer all that. Nice, nice. If you can, send me what you sent them. I'm just curious to see what... Oh, there you go. You're already on it. Sent it to me. Nice. Yeah, just curious what it looks like. I mean, I'm not going to do anything like that, but I mean, you're in college doing this, so I'm sure you've thought about all the kind of plans and all that. And that's probably where I lack in some of this is with that when it comes to the marketing material. And Pam said, Pacheco, Stevenson, Najee, Ladd, pick two. Man, I want to play Ladd. It just sucks. We don't know if he's going to play or not. But actually, isn't the Steelers in the... Okay, actually, so either way, Najee could be a pivot for Ladd. I think that I want to go Pacheco and Ladd, and then if Ladd doesn't play, I would play Najee. And I found out WWE doesn't have one, so I made like a 16-page thing showing what I can offer and what I need. Cool. Cool, bro. Nice. Shoot your shot, man. That would be super fucking sick. That would be super fucking sick. And there's a lot of wrestling nerds around here. So, and Giant said he had six to eight teams limp in the playoffs. And 100-hour Dynasty, would you go with Darnold or Caleb? They're playing each other. Bears D hasn't been fan. Right. Yeah, Bears D has been a little bit different over the last, like, 4 or 5 weeks versus, like, the entire season and the way that we kind of think of them. I think I would go Darnold. Yeah. Seems a little safer, right? Coach C said in 2025, it's daily clips, content, scheduling, posts. Learned about content from you. Hell yeah, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, and it's all about the shorts. It's all about those shorts. I slack on that, but need to get more into it. And, yeah, it's just, again, the grind so much of, like, the football season, because it's, like, every day is, like, something different and something fucking different, and it's, like, the whole process. Next year might be the year, who knows, that we hire on one person to help out with that kind of stuff. And Adam said, asked Dynasty question earlier, I'd like to hear more thoughts. I have two 2025 first, trading one of them for Hubbard and a mid-late fourth. I hate giving up future picks, but want to get aggressive to the ship, pull the trigger. Yeah, I mean, I said that earlier. Like, do it. It's a great matchup this week. And, you know, got to win this week to make it all the way, right? And Chuba, they gave him the bag. What's his name? Torres ACL. So, yeah, I mean, Chuba has a lot of job security over there right now. Yeah. A lot of job security. So, yeah, he's definitely worth it. Especially you have two firsts. So, yeah, he's definitely worth it. Try to give up the later one, you know. Yeah, try to give up the later one. And Podson, Danny Tommy DeVito, or Will Levi's. Levi's, yeah. Hey, and Vic from Texas, what up? Said non-PPR started Jennings and Cup, so need a flex. Either Hall, Evans, BTJ, or McLaurin. I'm going Scary Terry, man. Hell yeah. T. Higgins or Pacheco? T. Jennifer, Waddle or Warren? Waddle. And Coach C said, out of your 12,573 you're in, what's the percentage rate of making the playoffs? So I actually did it. I have it down here in a couple categories. I'll tell you right now. So out of my dynasty teams, 57%. I made it in 16 out of 28, and then half of those, I have a bye. In redraft, I made it in 6 out of 9. I made it 66%. And then it's the best ball that dragged down my average a little bit. I made it in 35%, 7 out of 20 for the best ball. And then it ended up averaging out to 500. So if I include best ball in everything, that's the one that's bringing the average down. It's at like 50%. But yeah, I got a lot of good dynasty teams and got some good redraft teams, man. We're gonna win some we're gonna win some championships this year, just like we always do. Hell yeah. So I wish the average could be higher. Playing some tough leagues, like that's the hard part. If you only play in tough leagues like I do, you know, like that's what makes it a little bit tougher. He said, you're a cheat code in leagues. I hope I am. I hope I am for people. You know, like, man, these leagues that I play in, none of them are easy. Like, all these dynasties that I'm in, there's only, so let's see, 25 of them have 17 starters, 9 offense, 8 IDP, and then one of them is offense only, and then two of them are just a little bit lesser starters, but everyone in these leagues are savages. And then like on the other side of things, we got a 32 team league, a 14 team league with nothing but content creators that I was the highest scoring team. And I didn't even make the damn playoffs. A super flex with IDP league, a 3QB league, 2 auction leagues, man. In the IDP, I was 7-7. I didn't have enough points to make it, but, I made it back to the playoffs in second place with the offense only auction. I think I have Gibbs and Saquon in that one. Peace out, Toker One. We'll catch you in the morning, bro. Yeah. So we will. We'll see. We'll see. I'm really excited for all my teams that have a bye. I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 10 teams out of all my playoff teams that have a bye. So really excited about that. That's 10 teams that have already made it to the next round. All the work, all the hard work paid off for those ones. And Pate said pick 2 out of Jonathan Taylor, Javonte Williams, Jameson Williams, Kamara. I think I'm going JT and I think I'm going JT and Kamara. Coach C said, if I join the league and see hustlers in, I might as well set my money on fire. Nah, come on, man. I wish I could win 100% of the leagues that I'm in. But I just told you, out of these 28 dynasties that I'm in, I only made the playoffs in 16. Eight of them I did get a bye, though. You know, I'm first or second, and most of them I'm second in. But yeah, man, every like that fantasy football, everyone's on the same, on an even playing field. Really are, man. Anything could happen any week. And Adam, James Conner, or Rico? I'm Rico this week. Coach C, what's the sleep ratio? I mean, I'm usually only sleeping like, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, maybe six. Like, I don't know. I've been not caring about waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning and just getting those extra 2 hours of sleep. And Pam said, you say we don't like Lamb this week. Well, we don't like him as much because J.C. Horn is coming back. Nick Westbrook, Ekine, Lockett, MVS, or Palmer better. Nah, I'd still start Lamb. Jennifer said this shouldn't be a question, unfortunately. A.J. Brown or Brian Thomas Jr.? No, it shouldn't be. And I'm going to stay tough with Brian, with A.J. Brown. I'm sticking with him. Sticking with him. And Chris just said, I'm proud of all my bye weeks, including the race for the toilet bowl bye weeks. Yeah. Pod said, now that my season's over, thank you to Cup. He said, what's your postseason schedule plans? So we have leagues that are going down for the NFL playoffs. Those start drafting in January. Probably get a couple of those drafts, you know, live going down so people can see. Yeah, I'm still going to be doing the streaming in the morning. Like, I'm going to have to figure out what kind of uploaded videos I'll be doing because I still need to start. I still need to stick with the uploaded videos, and maybe I just need to focus on like videos for like the shorts instead of like making full on videos, you know, like that's just another idea to kick around, but I'll be live all the time still. And yeah, playoff leagues. Those are the next leagues that are opening up beginning of January. Message me now so I can get you into a league. Leagues are already filling up. And then we got dynasty leagues that are starting. There might be like one or two that start before the Super Bowl, and then they're pretty much going to be starting like damn near every week, and yeah, it's going to be fucking awesome, man. It's going to be fucking awesome. And what else? And then the best ball tournament, we're probably going to start that in March. It's like every year we're just going to keep going a little bit earlier, get people hyped on it. And there's going to be two of those best ball tournaments this year. Hey, is that Uncle Buck over there? What up, bro? What's going down? And Hassan said, well, I did enjoy the Saturday night main event on Peacock movie. Yeah, so what was it? What it said working on Long Island, New York, and it was good. Okay, yeah, what the hell was it? Uncle Buck, Cousins or Winston and Cooper Rush? I'm probably going Winston, but with Max Crosby out, it almost makes me want to start Cousins, but I'm going to lean Winston. And Pate said Kyle Pitts or Juwanna Man. I'm going to go Pitts this week. Raiders just give up a crazy amount of points to tight ends. It was a 2-hour show, 5 matches. Okay. Cool. All right. Whoo. Hey, Charter just hopped in on Rumble. What up, Charter? What's going down, bro? Salute. Yeah, I got a lot of playoff teams that got to just go make sure that everything is all good on these teams. But yeah, don't forget, even if you have bye weeks, still go look at players that you should potentially be picking up. I would be doing my due diligence. There's no reason not to, because it's even easier. You just don't have to worry about the starts and sits this week. Still got to worry about everything else. Still got to worry about improving your squad. Because, yeah, like even like right now, just in the IDP league, just in case, even going to pick up Desmond Ridder just to throw him on the bench. You never know. You never know. Uncle Buck said Purdy killed me. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Fucking Purdy, dude. And Toyota won. What time is the raffle thing going on tomorrow? After the game start. So it'll be, I mean, there's like 10. Well, let me see. Let's see how many things we got to raffle. We got the Dr. Dabber, Dab Rig. Okay. We got the Ricky Williams signed jersey. We got the Joe Mixon signed jersey. We got two Heisman t-shirts. We got a Tyson 2.0 gift pack. That's six. We got a Tyson 2.0 bucket hat. And we got three Tyson 2.0 grinders. Yeah, that's like over 10. And then we have – damn it, let me go check. It might be, I think it's one 420 crew t-shirt. Let me see. Yeah, so it's going to be one 420 crew. One 420 crew shirt, and it's going to be the one with the joint. It's going to be the one with the joint. All right. Uncle Buck, seven leagues, six playoffs. Nice, nice. All right, let's hear it. Let's see. Let's see what Charter's got for me over here on Rumble. Charter, team two, one wide receiver, one tight end, two flexes. Chubb, Javonte, Gus Edwards, Adam Thielen, MVS, Wandale, Laporta, Henry. Well, the tight end, I'm going Laporta. And Charter said team two also has Trey Tucker. Okay. So the wide receiver, I'm starting Adams. And then the two flexes, I'm going to start Thielen. Thielen and Chubb. Team three, flex one and one QB. Tua or Rodgers, I'll go Tua. And then for the flex, Higgins, Ramondre, Josh Jacobs. I'm going Josh Jacobs in that game. And Charter, team one, pick two. A-Chain, Henry, Walker, Connor, Tyreek, Jacoby, D-Hop, Adams. Henry and Tyreek. Let's go. Let's go to war. Let's go to war. Okay. And Pod Sun said 42 leagues, no way. Gotta be up on it. I think see I had 28 dynasty and nine redrafts. So 37 dynasty and redrafts, and then 20 best balls. And Kelly, what up? Higgins, Ridley, Shakira. I'm going Higgins. Yeah, let's see. What other cool emojis do we have over here? We got the 420 crew over here. I do like the Rasta emoji with the joint. Yes, sir. Uncle Buck, I feel like a weenie now. I was at 11 last year. Yeah, we need more. Look at Crispy. 42 Dynasty, 14 redraft. Crispy's not playing around. Crispy is not playing around. Yeah, and if you're not on Rumble, we're on Rumble messing around with the emojis. And we got all the t-shirt designs. I got them in emoji form on Rumble as well. Will said, you come to this channel, expect hardcore degeneracy fantasy football talk. For sure. Yeah, like,
You know, it's funny because among some circles, like you could be, oh, yeah, I have 100 leagues or whatever. Let's just say that. And there'll be some people who they literally wouldn't even believe you. And like you come here and say that, I'll be like, all right, we got a real one over here. Because I know people who play in the 100 leagues and it's fucking insane. It's fucking insane. I started commissioning more this year, like way more. So I didn't play in, like last year I had like 20 something redrafts. And like I cut that down like tremendously this year. Cause like last year I think I played in like all four vampire leagues and all four of the three QB leagues. Uh oh, look at Noble.
I came from the abyss.
Noble's goofy. Uncle Buck, got to do more start and sit videos. Man, I mean, I know. I guess I got to figure that out because people just aren't liking them. They don't get a lot of views. So I don't know. I got to figure that out somehow. I don't know if it's the thumbnail that needs working on or, I mean, it probably has to do with something like that. Who the hell knows? But, yeah, I'm up for suggestions. Well, so I'll tell you one thing. It's really hard to keep up with 42 leagues. I can't imagine what it's like to play in 100 in 100 leagues. Yeah, I mean, it's tough, man. Like, even now, like, this year, this has been, like, the first year in a long time where I've been able to, like, kind of wait until the last, like, Thursday. Like, I'll do a little bit on Wednesday night, and then, like, I'll finish the rest on, like, Thursday, but, like, within the last, like, hour or two or whatever, you know? It's not like I, like, got to be doing it, like, all day and all night the day before, and, but, yeah, like, that's how much the leagues, like, yeah, it really cut down for me. Whew. Hell yeah, Crispy's crazy, man. Crispy's getting it, for sure. Look at that. Johnny said, I cut down to 80 leagues from 120 next year. He said, I want to get it down to 40 next year. Yeah, see? And I know you said you got some free leagues over there. And, yeah, I mean, whatever it is, it's, you know. And there's a lot of people who, like, kind of claim ownership over their leagues or whatever. Or, I mean, the teams in the leagues. But, you know, we got to evolve. We got to evolve. And, you know, sometimes... You don't have to be in a league for life just because you joined it one year, you know. And I don't think anyone should feel bad about like dropping out like of leagues that aren't evolving with the times. Actual funny videos, what up? Do I start Brees or G5? Need upside. I want Garrett Wilson, man. I don't even know if Brees and upside really belong in the same sentence right now, as much as Brees has been like as bad as he's been looking. And Charter on Roundboy said, sorry, correction, team one, pick two RBs, A-Chain, Henry, Walker, Connor. I'll go A-Chain and Henry, and then pick one out of the Tyreek Jacoby. I'll go Tyreek. Yeah. It's tough, man. You got some good options at wide receiver. And, yeah, I don't think Walker plays. I think it's going to be Charbonnet. So, Charter, if you're still in it in, like, your eight-man league, go try to pick up Charbonnet. All right. And we've been rocking for, like, an hour and a half. It is it's almost about that time. You can't say Brees without eek. Actual funny videos. Bauer or Kelsey need upside. Have Cup. Want to hear the song that we played for Cup? We played a song for Cup a little bit ago. I am leaning. You know what? Let's see. Hold on. Let me go see. Yeah, I'm going to go Kelsey. What up, Michael? What's going down on Facebook? London or AJ Brown? Ooh. I'm just gonna rock with AJ Brown. It's not that good of a matchup for London. And Johnny on Rumble says there's a bunch of free dynasty leagues that are playing with a core group. We went draft crazy when we were noobs and it was great practice, but now I think they're costing me money. Yeah, costing you money because like they're keeping your attention from something else, right? Because, yeah, that's, you know, free leagues are fun to draft, but, like, yeah, it's, you know, it's, they still take up time, and, like, time is money. Time is money. That's why even those $30 leagues, like, there's a bunch of people who drafted like crazy in those this past year. And yeah, it was really about, I mean, that was like practice, but it was like, you know, there's still money on the line. You can tell for the people who is fully practiced because there's some people who are fully off the map. Pod son, if you got any orphan teams next year, I'm in. For sure, dude. Yeah, I'm going to have orphan teams. Every year, there's going to be some orphan teams. You know, it's with as many leagues as I commission, it's like impossible to keep it's impossible to keep 100% 100% what's it called? Turnover. Yeah, it just never happens. Charter said his Walker out. I mean, it's looking that way. He didn't practice all this week. They made it sound not good earlier in the week. They said that he's day-to-day still, but they said he hasn't really done anything to show him that he's, like, progressing to where he could play. And that was, like, on Thursday. And what up, Celtics? He said Juwan dropped 5.1. Joku is out. Benching DK because he's garbage. He has a tough matchup, too. Playing against Henry, Lamar, AJ Brown, London, Sutton, and John New, I'm cooked. Man, stay positive, bro. Stay positive. Yeah, Michael, Max Crosby is out. Still AJ? Yeah. Yeah. I already knew that too when you asked me that. And Charter said also, do we think Kyler Murray will do good against how do we think we'll do against New England? I think it'll be kind of mid. Also, one team, I dropped my QB Tua for Sam Darnold. Okay. Celtics, I just spent 45 minutes on a Bijan edit. He plays Monday night. If he wins me a week, I'm spamming that. Nice, nice. I want to see it, bro. I want to see it. And Charles said, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not super excited about Kyler this week versus the Patriots. All right. And cheers, Michael. Make sure you follow my profile. That I stream from there all the time. I'll be streaming in the morning tomorrow. I stream for the games. And come to YouTube, Fantasy Football Hustler. That's another place you can find me. Aldo, what up? We starting Kincaid likely or Akins if Njoku's out. I probably Akins, but man. Nervous about that. Will said New England gives up the most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Let's see. They've been giving up good numbers over the last 4 weeks. Well, I guess over the last 3 weeks that they played. Indy, Miami, Rams. Still nervous about Kyler, though. Nihal, Flex Tracy or Amari? I think Amari's got more upside. So I think I'm going to go Amari. Celtics, Waddle, 20 point per game. Last 3 weeks, starting over DK. Yeah, I would. Starting Ramondre over DK at the flex. Thoughts, I hate DK. Yeah, I mean, it's a tougher matchup versus the Packers. So, yeah, I'm with you on those because he has been a super disappointment. And I heard it's supposed to rain tomorrow in Seattle. Let me go see. And if it rains, I mean, we know that's going to make it better for the running backs. Yeah, 28% chance of rain. I can't stand the rain. Yeah. Whew. All right. It's about that time, guys. Don't forget, go to 420crew.com. Go get signed up. You can sign up for free. You can sign up as a paid member. I recommend rocking as a paid member. Don't forget to go over to Rumble and sign up as a paid member as well. You'll get 20 entries into the raffle that we are doing tomorrow. I'll be live tomorrow sometime between 8 and 8:30 West Coast time. So like around the time when they start putting out, you know, the official ins and outs and, you know, turning those questionables into outs or ins. Yeah. And Celtics fan is Tracy, me writer, I'd start Coop over him this week. Yeah. I mean, it should be a decent matchup. And Will said, like Millie Vanilli said, blame it on the rain. Right. Crispy said, Mostert and Madison in my IR dropping. What do you mean? Like get rid of them, like drop them, like to free up space for someone else. Message me, Crispy. All right. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. And don't forget to share the stream. I know you're not going to tell people in your league about me, but tell some friends about me. Tell some social media peeps about me. Share some of these videos. Let people know it's the dopest live stream to come through on. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace out.
Defense! On me!
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the... Here comes the...